Welcome back to our subject of stores management, and we now move on to the chapter number 8, and that chapter's name is issue of materials. Earlier in chapter number 7, we have discussed about receipt of materials, and now we are discussing about issue of materials, which is also equally important. The customers and consuming departments, like production departments, expect a very high level of service from stores. Their tolerance time is very low. They don't want to wait. A storekeeper has to make issues of goods continuously, non-stop, so that customer doesn't have to wait. Production man doesn't have to wait. So it becomes storekeeper's responsibility to make issues of goods almost continuously, non-stop. The users will judge the efficiency of stores by standard of service provided to them. For example, if I go to the stores, ask for an item, and he takes half an hour to bring that item, I will say their system is not good. Worse than that, for example, if I come to the stores, ask for an item, the man comes after half an hour and says that the item is not in stock, it is still worse. So I judge the efficiency of the stores by the standard of service provided to the customers, standard of service provided to the production people. Before goods can be withdrawn from a stores, there must be some authority for the transaction. For example, a worker comes to the stores with an indent. That indent must be signed by the general manager or by the departmental manager, who is already authorized for signing the indent. And that record of the authorized people with signatures and names is already available in the stores, and storesman knows that yes, this particular man who has signed the indent is authorized for issuing the material. This might be in the form of a signed document, a verbal instruction, a routine arrangement. The normal method is to use an issue note or indent signed in the appropriate box by the authorized person, whose name and signature, specimen signature, is available in the stores already, and stores man knows that the signature is done by that authorized person only. Storekeepers should have the full details of the names, designations and specimen signatures of all persons empowered to approve issue notes. For example, one Mr. Deshpande has signed the indent, his name and authorized specimen signature should be there in the records of the stores. Then only proper issues will happen, otherwise people will draw the material left, right and center and without any authorization, and there will be a total mess in the stores. In some circumstances, it is desirable to restrain the authority of different levels of management within certain financial limits. For example, there is a departmental manager who can draw the material only up to certain financial limit, like let us say 10,000 rupees. Above 10,000 rupees, the indent has to be signed by the general manager. Authority may be restricted for certain types of materials to officers in a certain department. For example, there is a cable or electrical fittings are there. They are required by the electrical people only. Now, if production man wants certain electrical fittings or a production man demands cables, a normal departmental production manager cannot sign that indent. It has to be accepted by the general manager of electrical department or chief electrical engineer, who can say that, okay, I don't mind, this cable can be given to a department which is not the electrical maintenance department. Because the material has been brought, material has been ordered for the use of electrical department, If somebody else other than the electrical department wants the material, definitely naturally it has to be signed by the chief electrical engineer, who has to say, okay, I don't mind if the material is drawn by these people. So he has to sign the indent. There can be also a quota system. For example, when I was working in Bosch, oils were being issued to the shops left, right and center. There was absolutely no accounting for those amount of oils wasted by the people, drawn by the people. So what I did, actually I was there working in the administration department. What I did, I started a quota system. What is quota system? That means department number 7711 will have only 100 liters per month. They cannot draw more than 100 liters per month. I had some calculations done for that. And then I decided, okay, 7711 will be drawing only 100 liters per month. And if they want more than 100 liters, they have to take the signature of the higher-ups. So that higher-ups know that their consumption has become more than the required one. More quantity will not be issued in spite of authorization of any higher level also. That can be the quota system also. That you have to use 100 liters properly, because you are not going to get 1 liter more than 100. That also can be a quota system. So that control on the consumption will come. Then issue note, that is indent. What is given in this issue note? Look at this issue note. Number, date required for a product number so and so 7711. Code number, what is the code number? What is the description? Pegasol, what is quantity? So many liters. What is quantity issued? For example, quantity required is 2000, whereas 2000 pieces are not there in the stores. What they will do? They have only 400. Then they issue 400. And then what is the rate? What is the amount? And what are the remarks? Received by, required by, that is the authorization, received by and issued by. So this is a proper slip. And then this issue note becomes a very important record in the stores, because this is not an ordinary paper. This is like a checkbook, like a check in the bank, that somebody has authorized the issue and then somebody has drawn it against this note, so that in my bin card of the stores, I write down that I have issued 100 pieces against the authorization given by some general manager or some other departmental manager. I have not made a mistake in that. So if I have 4000 pieces, if I have issued 100 pieces, my quantity in the stock becomes 3900 pieces. Like that, he will note it on the bin card. So for noting on the bin card, issue indent or issue note becomes a very important document. Then order picking, the process of choosing the right materials. For example, customer order comes, customer orders come. So many customer orders come. Then, for example, order number one has requirement of, let us say, 10 gearboxes. Then order number two has requirement of, let us say, 5 gearboxes. Like that, totally 25 gearboxes are required. Then I go to that particular bin, pick up the so many gearboxes at a time. This is called as order picking. The process of choosing the right materials from the storage bins in accordance with the indent. For example, production shop wants 5 tools. I take the indent, go to the bin, find out those tools and issue it. In accordance with the indent, when I go to the storage bin and pick up the material for issuing, it is called as order picking. This also involves making necessary entries in the bin card. Order picking, simple procedure is as follows. The indent is received by the store's clerk, who looks up to the stock card. He will say, okay, the material required is 400 pieces. I have 500 pieces in the stock. Okay, the indent is authorized by the proper person and ensures the availability of the material. If the indent is otherwise correct, the issue is authorized and location code is entered against the item. The entry is made in the stock card. In Samsonite, there will be one card on which the code number of the part is written, and according to that card, the person goes to that location. issues the material, and he makes the note on that issue card. The entry is made in the stock card that, okay, we had 500 pieces. We have issued 400 pieces. Naturally, there are only 100 pieces. So, there is a handheld, you know, scanner which says that, okay, I transfer the stock from stores to the production. So, automatically, the stock is reduced from 400 to, let us say, 300 or 500 to 100. And then the stock transfer is done on the computer. Order picking, indents are numbered serially, file date wise. The class gives the indent to the order picker, who takes the material from the bins and simultaneously enters in the bin card. Sometimes there is a zone picking, that means people go to that zone and pick the, all the materials. Then one more person goes to the another zone, one more person goes to the another zone, so that picking happens from various zones. The materials are handed over to the dispatch clerk, who counts them and issues them to the indenter's representative, taking his signature that, okay, I have received the materials. Fast moving attempts should preferably place nearest to the dispatching area, so that there is no unnecessary material movement, there is no wastage of time. They should be placed at the most convenient heights, so that I don't have to waste time in reaching that height, and then some accidents will happen and so on. So it should be kept at the most convenient heights, so that picking becomes very, very easy. The medium moving ones are arranged behind them. Slow moving are arranged last of the all, like I have told yesterday in the layout of the stores. Then issue to subcontractors. Who are the subcontractors? The people whom we have outsourced our operations. People who are there to repair our parts. People who are there for refurbishing our parts. People who are there some operations on our behalf. So we are issuing some material like finished goods, jigs, tools, patterns. They may have to be sent to subcontractor for further processing. For example, an item might have to be chrome plated by a subcontractor after manufacturing over. So, since chrome plating is outsourced, the material has to be issued to the subcontractor, or a casting might be required to be machined by outside man. Normally, so many outsourcing is done nowadays. So, material has to go out, and for that, the proper record should be there. So, such issues have to be arranged with care, otherwise they will be lost. Firstly, a duly authorized indent from the subcontractor is necessary. Secondly, the issue should be made to an authorized representative of the subcontractor. That means we should know the name of the person whom we have issued the material. It should not happen that, oh, I don't remember whom I have given the material. No, we must know the name, and we have the signature of the person, and that man should be physically present there. Then proper accounts of all such issued should be kept subcontractor wise. When we have given the material, full details of attempt issued and date of issue and return. That means if I have given the material today, it must come back within 1 week. It must come back within a fortnight. It must come back within 2 days. All that should be written down, and follow up should be done. What will happen? Material will be sent, and it will never come back. And your production will be lost, cost will be lost, money will be lost. So, very, very clear, record of material which is sent to the subcontractor must be kept. There should be a logbook, there should be issue indents, there should be a file, there should be a proper computer record, and follow up must be done that I had sent you the material by last 15th. Why have you not sent it back? We are getting problems here. And the supplier must be made accountable for this. Then the storekeeper is informed about the issues to be made by means of a sales advice note. For example, finished products when we are sending to customers, the store's man will get a sales advice note that we need so many fuel injection pumps for Pune customer or Pune dealer. Issue order, similar document from the sales department, he will get a document. Like he gets an indent from the production department, he will get a sales advice note from the sales department giving details of the items, identification, codification, etc. The consignee's name and address, any special requirements about packing. For example, it has to be done in the corrugated box or it has to be done in some other packing, labeling, marking, method of transport, any such requirements are there, he should write down on the sales advice note and the material will be issued to the sales. Thereupon, the storekeeper selects packs, dispatches goods in accordance with these instructions given by the sales and documents the transaction by preparing an advice note and packing note. Loan of material. What is loan? That means I am giving you some material for some time. You have to give it back to me afterwards. Like ammeters, electric hand lamps, tap, die set, special tools are required by maintenance department. Then I give to them, but with a very clear understanding that they will give me back immediately. These are controlled by the storekeeper. It should not happen that materials are issued, particularly like die sets or costly things like dies, and they should not get lost. The people should be made accountable for this kind of loan of material. These are controlled by the storekeeper, kept in storehouse when not in use. That means even in the night 1:30, if the production wants it, okay, watchman or security person will open the stores, the die will be issued to them, but with a clear cut record. And the man who is taking the die or taking the tool should be made accountable for that. Otherwise, there will be a total confusion, there will be discrepancies, there will be loss of material. It is necessary to keep stock records of these attempts. Then issues to employees. For example, there is an employee and he wants a barrel, empty barrel. Empty barrels are lying in the yards and he wants an empty barrel for storing water in his house. So he can be given that barrel on some payment. Sales to employees from stock are often done in respect of protective clothing, firewood, empty barrels, etc. Storekeepers are instructed in writing about the items permitted. That means management will tell the storekeeper, okay, these are the barrels which you can sell, these are the protective clothing which you can sell, this is the firewood which you can sell, not any other items. Whatever items are permitted to be sold, that only storekeeper will be informed, and if employees want it, they have to make an application to the concerned authority. Then they will say, okay, this employee should be given that particular two barrels at the rate of, let us say, a subsidized rate of, let us say, 100 rupees or something. Payment is made in cash or by deduction from wages. For example, either he pays 100 rupees in cash, otherwise they are deducted from his salary. Allocated attempts. What is allocated issue? For example, a 20 millimeter diameter bright steel bar. Why it has come? It is allocated to production department XYZ. It has been brought, it has been purchased for the requirement of the production department. Production department needs so many tons or so many kilograms of this material every day. It is lying in the yard. Now suddenly maintenance department wants to have this bar for repair of a machine, because if one spare part is there which is not available in the market, they have to manufacture the spare part inside the house, and for that they need this 20 millimeter diameter bright bar. And then can we give that? It's a big problem, because if I issue this bar to maintenance department, production people will start crying that okay, it was brought for us and now we don't have it and now we are in a problem. So if the maintenance department wants to have this bar for repair of a machine, it cannot be issued unless senior official like works manager authorizes it, because works manager is responsible for production as well as maintenance department. So works manager authorizes, okay, so many kilograms of the bright bar can be issued to maintenance department. Then items for repair, items from sale of scrap. Articles are sent out for repair and reconditioning, refurbishing, resharpening. For example, an electric motor is sent out for rewinding. Scrap is dispatched to customer. Goods are returned to suppliers because excess deliveries or rejections. The procedure followed is similar to that for finished products sent to customers. Issues to production. In mass production factories like Myco, Bosch, Mahindra and Mahindra, Tata Motors, with the cooperation of production control department, production materials are issued in large quantities to correspond with the manufacturing program as per bill of materials. MRP is used for such issues. Rules governing the issue of materials are the FIFO principle, which I have explained already to you. First in, first out. That means the material which has come on 15th, next material lot has come on 20th, then issue should be done from the material which has come on 15th. Only after the material which is received on 15th is fully issued, then only the material received on 20th can be issued. That is called as first in, first out FIFO principle. The issues of items which after some wear and tear come back to the store for repairing or reconditioning or resharpening. Care should be taken to keep such materials separately and issue them in accordance with the procedures written. Rules governing the issue of materials handling. Some materials have to be handled carefully because they can cause harm to the operator if handled improperly. For example, material can fall on the hand of the operator if not handled properly. It can cause damage to the material itself also. There can be a big accident also, or there can be a damage to the material also. Then record keeping, stores record have to be always up to date. Not even one day should remain in arrears. For example, it should not happen that issues are turned today and record is done after 2 days. It will never tally. It has to be done on day-to-day basis. Then for that, if you have to work for longer time, okay. But everything has to be properly closed on the same day. It should not remain in arrears. If a computer is used, entry to the computer should be made first, followed by the physical activity. Otherwise, the records on the computer or actual stock will never tally. Then consumption control. Raw materials, ensure that the quantity shown in the material indent is not more than the quantity stipulated in the raw material schedule or material list attached to the work orders. For example, the bill of material says the production needs 50 kilos of the bars and the issue is done for 55. That should not happen. Ensure that the quantity shown in the materials indent is not more than the quantity stipulated in the raw material schedule. Raw material schedule says 50 kilo indent should not be for 55 and issue should not be for 55 kilos. Otherwise that material will be wasted. So very, very clear, material must be issued not as per the indent, but the indent should be as per the raw material schedule, as per the bill of materials. Pre-finished parts, a pre-itemized indent showing the quantity required per machine. For example, one machine requires 8 pieces. 4 pieces here and 4 pieces here. Then the issue should be in the multiples of 8 only, naturally. It cannot be 7 pieces, it cannot be 6 pieces, it cannot be 14 pieces. It has to be in the multiples of 8. Even purchasing should be also in multiples of 8. Even the manufacturing also should be in the multiples of 8. So, a pre-itemized indent showing the quantity required per machine should be made out and used. The total quantity requisition should be in the multiples of the quantity per machine and in accordance with the assembly program. Consumable materials. Which are consumable materials? Like oil, paints. When issuing new uniforms, some companies insist on return on old ones. For example, okay, I will give you the new uniform, but please return your old uniform. I am issuing the new safety shoes. Please return your old safety shoes. Not that I need those old safety shoes, but I make it sure that you properly control the consumption of these materials. When I return my old safety shoes, that makes it sure that new safety shoes only I will use. Some people, what they do? They will get the new safety shoes, they will keep it in the house. And they will keep on using the old safety shoes. They will keep on using the old uniform. And new uniform, they will keep in the house. New safety shoes, they will use for their personal day-to-day use. So how to control this consumption? So while issuing new uniforms, insist on return of old ones. When issuing new safety shoes, insist on return of old safety shoes. When making repetitive issues of items like oils, paints in complete drums or jars, return of the empty container should be insisted upon. That means you have already completely used that earlier material. So please return the container. Then only I will issue the new full container of oil. This is the consumption control. Thank you.